Spring is a season full of new life and new opportunities to celebrate. Hi, it's Alex Johnson from The Diamond Seller. Anniversaries, new babies, graduations, plus everything in between, discover the perfect gift for every occasion. Visit us at The Diamond Seller on Salmo Road or Easton Town Center.
This is Men's Health Matters, hosted by the fans Timmy Hall on 1460 ESPN. Your health matters. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, welcome in to another episode of our fine program here, Men's Health Matters. Beautiful little Saturday, and I've got him again. I didn't know I'd have him for a third straight week, but Dr. Abhi Patel, he is back, local urologist, Ohio Health Physicians Group. We're going to talk a little bit more about that website that you heard, edcure.org. Things to look out for. If you think you're suffering from ED, what can you do? What are all the things you need to know? How's it going, man? How was the week once again?
It's going great. Yeah, beautiful week.
Fantastic, right? Did you get a lot done?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, it's, went out of town last weekend, see my brother up in Denver. It was a great week.
Denver, Colorado. You got to love the Mile High City.
It's beautiful out there. Clean air, the mountains. So it's a good getaway.
I know you like to ski because we talked about that.
Yep.
But Denver's a place you could go in the spring also. We're in the summer now. Yeah. Yep. Finally, we're in the summer. So that's a place you could go any time of year. It's great when the weather's warm because it's not that hot out there.
Yep.
But you want to go in December or February and enjoy the, I don't know if they got the powder like Utah has the powder. But it's good. It's great,
close.
Though.
Yeah.
It's still good.
No, a lot of hiking in the summer. There's so many mountains or the 14,000 feet mountains you can climb and, just taking the scenery. So,
do you do Boulder at all?
I do Boulder.
Boulder's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my brother lives in kind of middle of, Denver. And so it's pretty accessible, kind of go from there, check out all parts of, the state. So
I mean, you're not more than 35 minutes away from Boulder, right?
Exactly.
If you're in Denver.
Yeah, not at all. Yeah, it's a great little getaway, too. Yeah.
Yeah, you got Pearl Street, I think, is the spot, the hangout there with all the bars and the restaurants. Did it once in college, went to a football game at Folsom Field. So that was back when I was at KU, and it was an old Kansas-Colorado football game. I feel like the Buffs have been down just forever in college football. They just here recently started to come back a little bit, so I hope they do well. They're in the Pac-12 now, part of the realignment and all the shifting around in college sports. But I also never made it out to Colorado Springs, where the Air Force Academy is. Never made it out to that town and always heard great things. Have you been?
I haven't actually, no.
And that's so close to Denver.
It is.
What are we doing? You got to, next time you go out there to visit your brother?
Yeah, my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll check
it out.
Get
him to take you down there. There's got to be some cool stuff to see there.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I know he went out to do some nighttime photography. That's my other hobby. And so, shooting the stars and the Milky Way and all that. There's a lot of quiet areas in Denver. Yeah.
Jeez. So bungee jumping, skiing, skydiving, shooting the stars now. Now you're an astronomer. So, all right, so
a buddy.
The madness has to end. You're bringing something new to the table every single week.
Well, there's a lot to explore in life, You just got to get out there. And
you get one life to live,
you get one
right?
life, yeah. You got a good 60, 70, maybe 80 years,
There's a golfer. I think it might be Jimmy Walker. You might want to look him up. He, too, is interested in what you are.
Right.
I think it's Jimmy Walker. I'll have to look it up in the break, like which PGA Tour guy.
Oh, yeah.
He has, if I got the right guy. If it's not Jimmy, I'm sorry to keep saying Jimmy Walker if he's not even the guy. But there is someone on tour who takes, the most fascinating pictures of the solar system.
Really?
I think a lot like what you're talking about.
Oh, wow, yeah. I'll have to check it out.
High-powered cameras and stuff like that, and he sells these photos.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's also because of who he is and he gets a little extra.
Yeah.
But they showed him on a broadcast one day, and you're like, wow, that's...
Oh, it's great. Just,
make him giant poster size,
Yeah. A cold night, just get outside with a warm, cup of coffee or hot chocolate and just look at the stars and do some long exposures. It's relaxing. Yeah.
Yeah. We did our Chicago trip, me and the fam, back in, I think it was March that was. Yeah, we did with the when the kid had spring break. So that's usually mm-hmm. that third or fourth week of March. And we were trying to decide what we would pick because Chicago's. And by the way, folks, if you ever, you might think it's like a trendy thing to do and you kind of feel like a nerd doing it, but get the dang city pass if you ever go to like a big town. If you go to New York or Chicago had it, Philadelphia I saw had it too. It's like a wildly good deal. And I was kicking myself because the more I like read up about it, I was like, oh, you can go and see like four of the attractions that you would pay like $45 a pop to get in once. And you'll get it for like $80.
That's so, a good deal.
Yeah, like it was dumb. So we like picked one of the things in that little area there mm-hmm. where you had the art museum. What else is there? You got the Field Museum, which is a famous one.
Yeah.
And we picked
Navy Piers.
Navy Piers out there. Yeah. We let our kid pick. Like we had one day left. We had one museum to go.
Yeah.
And we said the Adler Planetarium.
Yeah.
We did the Planetarium.
Yeah. That's great.
That sucker, that was cool. Yeah. Cost about $130 for three of us to go in.
Yep.
But that was awesome.
Yeah. I lived in Chicago for a year and it's it was a great time. Yeah.
Yeah, and that the thing of it was is they're so smart in there too. Like mm-hmm. the people who are working in there, they're fascinated with the solar system, with the stars and everything.
Yeah. Oh.
And they would show you like the Chicago skyline and how much you can't see. You know, with all of the light pollution that the, you know, you might think it's beautiful in the skyline and all the lights and the buildings and all that. Mm-hmm. You can't see crap for stars out there.
Oh, yeah. It's great. You turn the lights off and then the whole sky lights up, right?
Yeah. Well, even when the lights went out, like they had this, I forget the name of like the big, they have like two separate planetariums there in the Adler. One of them's like the big badass one, like that you want to get tickets to see something. We did both of them. And so we're in that one, and it shows, like, the city, the skyline all around you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shuts the lights off in the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's doing this all, like, you know, superimposed on the screen there.
Yeah.
And the stars come a little bit brighter.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because here in Chicago, we might love our city, yada, yada, yada. But all the smog and all the pollution that stays here, you can't really see anything. And so they take that away, and they show you this is what it's like with nothing. And, like, the whole thing just, like,
brightens up. It's magical.
And it's like you were in outer space.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it was just, like, night and day type of difference.
Utah, actually, you mentioned that last time, but that has a lot of dark areas, too, where you can go out there and just experience a nice sky. Yeah.
Utah, for sure, is a place you can just get lost in and look at the stars.
Yeah.
What do you like the most out there?
Oh, man. Went to, Zion. Zion was fantastic. Bryce Canyon's good. I mean, the Arches, one of the most memorable events was, you know, the big Arches at nighttime when the sky is, you know, full of stars and the sky is clear, just looking at the stars under the big arch.
Oh. The Grand Arch, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Moab is such a cool town. Yep. If you guys are ever out in Utah traveling around, you can kill a lot of birds with the same stone for your hobbies there.
Oh, yeah.
I think I saw the billboard for skydiving out there.
Yep.
And that was like I thought I wanted to do it. That was when me and the wife were on the honeymoon, and I was like getting the itch, like, should we do it? Like, this is never going to have like a more beautiful backdrop when you jump out of a plane and you got like the Arches National Park there.
Yeah. Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it. I did. You probably did.
I did, but
it's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I think we saw the same billboard.
Right.
You, the doctor, you did it. Me, the idiot, didn't do it.
No. There's all this time. There's all this time. You can always go back.
We're having some fun with Dr. Abhi Patel. He's a normal guy. He's a regular guy. Well, he's not a normal guy. He's not regular because he's doing all the things that this dude's living his best life. I tell you what, I haven't met many people like Dr. Patel who has a very important job, but he finds time to do literally every single thing that he's interested in. And you can tell he's a traveler. He likes to get outside. He likes to hike. He's a pilot. And I just figured out that he loves the solar system. And
oh, it's great.
Yeah. So we'll have to go see Men in Black, you know. they're probably going to go to space in Men in Black. So I'm sure it's going to be good. So a little bit of what we're going to get into in this episode. We talked a lot about BPH with you the last couple of weeks. This one's going to be more focused on, Well, I guess it could be something that happens, right? Because you did talk about that. If you have BPH, it can lead to ED. And the website that you're always hearing on this show, edcure.org, maybe a little bit about why go there and some of the how BPH kind of gets involved and causes ED.
Right, yeah. So a lot of the treatment options for BPH, you know, when your prostate grows bigger and you either take pills for it or have procedures, but a lot of them have side effects, and some of the side effects can cause ED or trouble with erections. And it doesn't have to be, you know, just erections or getting it up. It could be, you know, trouble maintaining it or, you know, not having the time to kind of finish the intimate moments that you have. So, yeah.
Men's Health Month, we talked a lot about that. What's it mean to you?
Well, Men's Health Month is a great opportunity to, you know, just see your doctor and kind of,
right.
you know, those things that you've been putting off, you know, it's been hard for me to pee, but I really don't want to see anybody. It's embarrassing, or I have trouble with erections. I haven't seen anybody. I should maybe next week. Well, this is a great month to do it. There's, you know, thousands of men all over the country in the same position as you. And, you know, it's good to have that support, right?
So, yeah, it is. Do you have, I was wondering this, do you have friends that ever like, we're both, I think, in our mid-30s now. Mm-hmm. Have you had friends that have come to you and, like, asked you questions about, should I, like, need to be... Yeah. Maybe I won't see you because we have a relationship, but I'll see your Dr. Greg Lowe or something like that.
All the time at parties or, you know, family, even family gatherings sometimes, you know. They'll, you know, some of my, you know, older friends or, you know, in their 40s or kind of early 50s are getting to the moment where, hey, listen, things aren't what it used to be. You know, things are a little bit changing. And what do I do about that? So
you couldn't talk with your dad about ED, though, could you?
That's a tough one. My dad's a doctor, but we haven't gone there yet.
What's like the rule there? Like, because we're here, we're trying to like break the barriers and get the discussion going.
Yeah,
that's part of what the show is. I don't know if we're sitting here and telling you have ED talks with your dad.
Right.
I don't know if that's what we're doing.
No, that's a bit much, and that might lead to awkwardness that you don't want to go there.
Maybe just tell them about this show.
Yeah, just say hey.
There's a show out there.
Yeah, check this show out.
Check it out.
Why don't you listen to it? And you know, hint, hint. But
right. If you heard it, then go tell them 971thefan.com. Other shows, go and find it here. And we'll get into a little bit more. We'll get into a little bit more with Dr. Abhi Patel again. We talked a lot about BPH. It'll be more on one of the things that can stem from that, which is erectile dysfunction, and what are some of the options for you out there. What are some of the treatments that are available? Do you need to be afraid of them? We'll get into a lot more as we continue on. You've got Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
All right, love the time here on a Saturday morning on 1460 ESPN. Timmy Hall with Dr. Abhi Patel. Doc looked it up in the break there. Jimmy Walker, space guy.
Yeah, passed down. That was very impressive. Yeah.
How about the stuff that just lives there in the brain? Something that you look up like 5 years ago. Jimmy Walker.
Yeah.
What do I do with that? That's the question. What am I supposed to do with Jimmy Walker, golfer, likes to take pictures of space?
You clearly impressed me, so that's all that was good for.
You know what?
Yeah.
If that's the use for it, just to impress someone by some useless piece of crap that I know that was stored away in there, then fine. If that's what my mind is, if that's all my brain is going to be, I guess I just got to take it, right?
Roll with it. Hey, at least you won't get dementia with your, you know, great memory, so.
Maybe I'll get dementia faster because I'm storing up all this useless information, and it's going to overload at some point in time. I hope it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing we looked up with Jimmy Walker while we were noticing that he loves taking pictures of space like you do, I didn't get time to show you some of the pictures that I was looking at. We'll have to see if you think you're better than him or not. But he likes to smoke meats, too. He's a barbecue guy. Do you do that, too?
I smoke prostates, but not meat.
Oh! Yeah.
There we go.
So you don't barbecue. You're not a grill guy. Like, I'm trying to search for hobbies that you don't actually have.
Cooking is one thing that I haven't gotten into. So there's that. There's All always right. room for improvement.
You don't like to cook. You don't like food, huh?
I like eating it, but I just like it when somebody else makes it for me.
All right, yeah, that's fair enough.
That's fair,
So you like going out to eat?
Yeah, you know, takeouts and Yeah.
We didn't really talk about, like, how long have you lived in Columbus?
Oh, it's been, well, I was here for 5 years for my training, then left for a year, then now I'm back for 3 years, so, yeah.
So call it 8 years, then?
Yeah.
You got to count the time you're at Ohio State.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
How great is that place?
Oh,
how great is the Ohio State University?
Great training, yeah. Lots of good people there.
Campus, too.
Beautiful, yeah. One of the best in the country, so absolutely.
I mean, you got such an international flair there as well. I mean, you got to have students from all around the world going to Ohio State.
They do. Very, very multicultural.
Yeah.
Very
fantastic.
Yeah.
Where are you living? What part of town do you live in?
I'm in the Short North.
Oh.
Yeah.
You like the Short North lifestyle, huh?
I do, yeah.
How long do you want to do that?
Right. It's been a year, so we'll see how long it lasts for. But, you know, it's great. There's lots of restaurants nearby. Things are always changing there. There's so much construction going on.
I know,
right? It's always
nice to
just...
That's the thing. That doesn't drive you nuts?
Well, you know, I'm in a part that's a little bit quieter, so I can't really hold, you know, but it's just nice, right? Things are changing. There's always something new to check out. You know, restaurants popping open, you know.
Yeah. It's like any way you want to live, there's going to be positives and negatives, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if you're going to be like the 45-year-old guy that's like hanging over the balcony, like when it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you're just kind of yelling at all the birds that are walking by. I don't know.
Maybe I'll move to Dublin by then. So we'll see.
Dublin's nice. Dublin's nice. The town that Jack built. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the website, edcure.org. We got Dr. Abhi Patel. He is in that. You can call it the portal, whatever. You can go to that website.
Yep.
You can find your information there. We're talking about BPH. Where do the two like mesh? You have BPH. Maybe you didn't get that resume. Maybe you had like a rotor rooter type of thing, as you called it.
So eloquently put it.
Yes, is that kind of what it is.
Yeah.
Then you suffer from ED, then what do you do? Like, what's the next step?
Yeah, so there's lots of different options. So the first thing is just kind of getting to see someone, right? That's the hardest step. It's initially, you know, finding someone that you can trust and have a conversation with. And so once you do that, when a patient comes to see me, we talk about the options. So there's pills. There's lots of ads for them. You know, I'm sure you've heard of Viagra and Cialis and a couple other ones. There's the, you know, penile injections, which sounds really scary. There's also a penile implant, you know, which is covered by insurance. And so lots of different options out there.
Covered by insurance is good.
Yeah.
I know that's all something that obviously is an issue that people want to have addressed. You know, when you hear about things like this, you think they are medical issues. I think they should be seen as that. But do sometimes the pills, you know, do you always really start with the pills? Prescribe? Do you kind of go in slow?
Yeah, usually they're sort of the easiest thing, you know, to take. And so usually we try the pills and, you know, some of them are a little bit more cost effective nowadays. And so we try those. And the important thing is the pills don't work for everyone. And, you know, majority of people over time, the pills may stop working. So the important thing is to follow up with your urologist. And if they're not working, you know, let them know that, hey, you know, maybe it was working, but not so much anymore. And then, you know, let's move on to the next step. So
coverage can be hit or miss for those, right?
Yeah.
Depending on what your plan is.
Correct. Yeah. So they can be pretty costly. And so, you know, that's another reason some of my patients, you know, seek alternative options.
Right.
So, yeah.
And maybe if the alternative options, you're not paying for pills repeatedly.
Right.
You get something done one time.
Yep.
And then hopefully, so what were the other two that you mentioned?
Yeah, so there's penile injections, you know, which it's got pros and cons. I mean, no one really likes, you know, sticking sharp objects, you know, down there. So, but the injection is one option. And then the penile implant is great. With the implant is one and done. And so once you have a quick procedure, you know, it's there for life. And so you don't have to worry mentally about, you know, getting it up or keeping it up, you know, especially when you're with your intimate partner. The last thing you want to think about mentally is not have that confidence that you can perform when the time is right. So the implant is great for that. You know, once it's in, you're always on the ready, you know, whenever, you know, you
good,
are
good,
your partner
good.
Is. So, yeah.
Lifelong.
Lifelong? Yeah, lifelong. So it's been around for, you know, 40 years or so. So they've kind of ironed out a lot of the kinks from it. So nowadays, you know, it's got a kind of a lifelong guarantee on their warranty. And so, it's a great idea.
You've got the warranty.
Right.
It comes with a certificate.
It does. Yeah. And luckily,
keep it in a safe place.
The insurance covers it. So that's the important part. You know, even the non-commercial insurances pay for it. So.
With the implant, is that no pain?
Yeah, so
a little bit.
It's a procedure, and so, you know, we put you to sleep for it because, you know, let's face it, no one wants to be working, you know, while they're awake down there. So once you go to sleep, you'll have discomfort and soreness and some swelling for a few days afterwards. But after about, you know, 2-3 weeks, that's when we see you back in the office and kind of teach you how to use it. And then most guys are, you know, usually sexually active with it in about, 5-6 weeks. So
5 or 6 weeks. So yeah. It's got an operator's manual for the thing. I feel like we want to make sure people don't get the sense that this is turning you into a robot.
No,
or
not
something
at all.
Like that, right?
No, we don't take anything right. out. You know, it's still you on the inside. You know, there's no, you know, we're not, you know, taking out anything from, you know, your private areas. It's a it's just a small medical device that goes on the inside and that helps you, you know, achieve erections, you know, naturally. So
does it give you a sense of pride? Like, do you have, you know, lines of communication with some of your patients that you've done procedures on?
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that's a big part of your job, right?
Where they say,
"Doc, thank you so much. Like this is a big problem for me. Now I'm cured.
Oh, that's what gets me up in the morning. I mean, just hearing that, right? It's so gratifying to hear, you know, men who have trouble with erections, you know, maybe they haven't had one, you know, in 10 years or so, and they come see me and I can work with them and, you know, get them, you know, that part of the life back. And so a lot of times, you know, men have trouble with their, you know, their wives or spouses where, their intimacy is gone because they just can't, you know, get it up. And, you know, so that part of the life was gone, and now I can bring that back to them. It's a tremendously gratifying feeling.
Yeah, it could really put a damper on all aspects of your life if that area is gone. We'll talk a little bit as we finish up. Maybe we'll see you again. I hope we do. But we've done 3 episodes with you now. Maybe this is it, one final go around. And I think the important part of it is the mental aspect too. So we can talk a little bit more about that. We'll have more with Dr. Abhi Patel, who is a urologist with the Ohio Health Physicians Group. Much more on Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
This is Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN. Visit edcure.org today to find a physician in your area.
Timmy Hall back here with you. We got one more segment with a guy I've come to like here, Dr. Abhi Patel, the last few weeks. Real quick, edcure.org, as you just heard a voice guy say, it's Bob Taylor, by the way, works at The Fan. It's an educational website where you can learn more about all the treatment options discussed as a part of this Men's Health Matters campaign. You can go to edcure.org, take a survey, assess your current ED score. The patient video portal has men telling their real-life stories of going through ED and different treatment options. Find contact information about local urologists like Dr. Patel here and others that are specialists in the area. You can also find local events where you can ask questions and meet in a group setting or one-on-one. Just go to edcure.org. Take control of your treatment pathway. So, Doc, you're reading some of that. What's the ED score?
Yeah.
What's that?
So basically, when you get on the website, you know, you can plug in your symptoms that you have, and you know, the website will tell you in a more objective way to tell your doctor, you know, how severe your condition is.
You know, we talked about the mental aspect of this mm-hmm. that we were going to, and it's something that you don't have to just sit on, not do anything about. It's an important part of your life, right? Like, how much time do you spend telling people to get up, do something about this? You don't have to be afraid. A lot of people are going to go through these issues.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of men, you know, I mean, half the men over 50 years of age will have ED. I mean, those are the national statistics. So you're not alone. You know, every man over the age of 50 at some point will have trouble with this. And so the important thing is just find someone you can trust and you can, you know, talk to. If that's your family physician, that's fine. If you don't like going to doctors, we offer seminars and you can find that information on the website too. And or you can, you know, find a urologist, specifically, you know, one that treats ED and talk to them. So whichever you feel comfortable with.
How many times have you had like a brand new patient just come directly to you that's suffering from ED?
Yeah,
that happened to you?
Pretty common, actually. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a lot
that's
of my patients, yep, just find me online or, you know, word of mouth, or you don't have to be referred to a urologist, you know, so you can, if you find one that's right for you, absolutely make the call.
Yeah, and again, like we've said a lot on this show, like the show's called Men's Health Matters. we spent a lot of time talking about a lot of specialized, you know, like ED has been taken up. It's taken up a lot of our time. But that's sort of a realm where you can go right to a urologist if you kind of know for sure who you're going to need to be seeing. And we've had a lot of urologists on here. But again, like if it's anything else, if you just feel weird, like who knows? Like you might catch a disease from getting worse. If you think you might have cancer, or if something doesn't feel right, you've been sick for too long, start by going to somebody, like see a doctor. Yeah. But if we're, you know, dialing back into what we're talking about, the bulk of this show today, mm-hmm. ED, you can go. Like, don't be afraid. Don't just bury it.
Yeah.
Go and see a urologist, just like you, Dr. Patel here.
Absolutely, yeah. Or if you trust a family doctor, you know, somebody you have a long-term relationship with, go to them and say, hey, listen, can you, you know, send me to a urologist? You know, I have ED.
Yeah, who do you like? Like, yeah. Every doctors have referrals, and they've got specialists that they've all sent patients to.
Yeah, right? The key step is just to start somewhere. You know, just mention it to any of your doctors or take the first step. Yeah.
So what's, like, we're trying to break down these barriers here. You can listen to the show. You can find the episode at 971thefan.com. Click on other shows, and they're all going to be right there. So it's just you don't have to worry about it. You go to that website too. There's so much more. Like the part that I was seeing, meeting in a group setting or one on one. What like people meet in group settings to discuss this?
Absolutely.
That's kind of what we're trying to. Hey, like. At the same time, I'm like, wow, that seems, oh my. Like,
it's a support group, right? So everyone there has sort of the same issues as you. So it's not embarrassing. You know, everyone's there for the same kind of topics and same discussion. And you can hear about how someone else feels about it or what they did about it or somebody who's gone through the treatment options and, you know, get their take on it.
Do you ever, have you ever been a part of any of these seminars or led any of these groups?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we do a lot of those. And on the you know, ED Care or Treat My BPH website, you know, we have a ton of options where, you know, we'll go to a local hospital or, you know, a public place. And then a lot of guys will come in and hear me talk about all these options and kind of meet each other and then, you know, find information about it.
So go through one more time what sort of like the final steps of the road, like you've suffered from ED, you mentioned the implant, there was another one, refresh my memory, there was another one in there after the pills, you know, because, you know, you want to go to a urologist. I think the message you want to get out there is go and see a urologist. Don't just take the advice of a commercial. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And specifically, you know, someone who specializes in, you know, treating ED and prosthetic urologists is who you want to see. So, you know, you mentioned the different options. I mean, there's pills. Besides the pills, there's a vacuum pump. There's penile injections. There's also a penile implant.
Right.
So, you know, all these have pros and cons, and you just want to talk to someone who does a lot of this to get their take on and see what's the best, you know, option for you.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like you might start someone off with the pill, but it's just don't just listen to like an ad. Go to the doctor.
Yeah, it's not the end of the road.
Let that person tell you.
Exactly, yeah. It's not the end of the road. I mean, a lot of guys try the pills and, you know, it doesn't work, and then they give up and say, well, you know, that's the end of my, you know, sex life. But that doesn't have to be that way. There's so many other options, and, you know, talk to a doctor about it.
Hey, Doc, before we close, this is it for June. This is it for Men's Health Month.
Yeah.
What's that mean to you?
Well, it's, you know, the month itself is just a kind of a focused way to kind of bring awareness, but it doesn't have to end there. This is a lifelong pursuit, right? And so, you know, just because the month is ending, that doesn't mean that you can let it go. So if you have these issues with erections or prostate or trouble peeing, you know, go see your doctor. It's a lifelong thing.
Yeah, and again, go to edcure.org to find anything and everything about this issue, what you might face, how you don't, you'll hopefully see some things on that website that'll tell you don't have to be nervous. You can go and see the doctor, not be afraid to talk about it. It's going to improve the quality of your life as soon as you take care of this issue. So talk to a guy like Dr. Patel. It's been so much fun talking to you for the last three episodes here. The good news with June ending is that one of the greatest American holidays is right around the corner.
Absolutely.
We got 4th of July, baby.
Oh, yeah. The fireworks are right around the corner. Yeah. I got a great spot from the short north to view them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Red, White, and Boom?
Yeah,
right
that's
from
right.
the Short North?
Yep. In the,
you would have a good view of that, yeah.
Yeah, Goodale Park, there's great views, yeah, absolutely.
You got any parties lined up? Got any backyard barbecues or pool parties, anything happening for that?
Yeah, a couple. Yeah, I got some family coming in town, so, you know, we'll be sure to celebrate, so, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I got like 30 seconds left. Where's the next trip you're taking?
Oh, man, I'm going to Greece in a couple of months for a friend's wedding, yeah.
Friend getting married in Greece. My big fat Greek wedding. Perfect.
Yep. So it'll be exciting. Beautiful waters and, you know, near the cliff there. So, yeah.
All right. Doc, good talking to you.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Enjoy the rest of your summer. I hope the trips go well. And again, everybody, we're going to have much, much more next week. It's Men's Health Matters on 1460 ESPN.
You can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all. Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call.